even if I try.
So I guess I'll have to find another love.
No, girl, don't you go away and leave I. That would be very, very wrong. Because you know I've done you so much good. And baby, 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 you should treat me like you know you should. You know I'm broken hearted, as I would say. But you got to come along the way and let your love shine, as I would say. Baby, you could never run away. You got to come on back and stay. As I would say, you're left with a broken heart. Nobody gonna stick around now.
The post-initial radio obituary is for Maria Moreira, the Spanish singer who devoted her artistic life to island folklore. She won her first award in her career in 1937 at just 12 years old. She spent over 80 years of her life dedicated to singing the popular folk songs of her country. She just passed away at 96. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Amores, la reina del platanar. Yo tengo un novio chiquititito. Yo soy la vaifa y él el vaifito. Y él el vaifito, si no lo fuera, Santo Domingo no lo quisiera. Platanerita linda, la que nos brinda ricos dulzores, dueño de mis amores, la reina del platano. Ay, 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 cuando vienes del campo. Vienes airosa, vienes encarnadita como una rosa, mi niña, como una rosa. Ay, 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 una pulga saltando rompe un lebrillo. Rompe un lebrillo, madre, rompe un lebrillo. Lebrillo, mi niña, rompe un lebrillo. Ay, 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 eso es mentira, niña, eso es mentira. Que una pulga saltando no lo rompía, no lo rompía, mi niña, no lo rompía.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the next radio obituary is for Chris Bailey, the Australian singer, songwriter, musician, and producer. He was the co-founder and singer of the rock band The Saints. He joined the band in 1973, and they had their first significant success in the UK with the classic punk anthem, I'm Stranded. Chris Bailey just passed away at 65. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Baby, I wanna love you, baby, love you like a beautiful. baby.
All night long.
I won't hold you, baby.
All night long.
I won't bleed you, baby.
All night long.
I won't squeeze you, baby.
All night long.
I won't love you, baby. Love you like I did before. I won't love you, baby.
All night long.
I won't squeeze you, baby.
All night long.
I won't squeeze
you,
baby.
There's a great new dance and it goes like this. That's a great new dance that you're doing down yonder. Come on, everybody, stop doing the robot. I need
know that you kick, but don't say you kill. Come on, everybody, cause I know that you will. And all the other cats on the block will be doing it too. Come on, everybody, what I do with you. Come on, come on, come on. Out to the robot. And to the robot. But don't say that you're ill. Come on, everybody, gonna know that you will. And all the other cats on the block will be doing it too. Come on, everybody, what I do with you. Come on, come on, come on. Out to the robot. And to the robot.
Cleanup Radio Obituary is for Charnette Moffett, the American jazz bassist. He started playing bass in the family band with his father, touring the Far East in 1975 at the age of 8. In the mid-1980s, he played with both Wynton and Branford Marsalis, and then he recorded his debut solo album, Netman, for Blue Note Records in 1987. He worked with Art Blakey, Ornette Coleman, Pharoah Sanders, Dizzy Gillespie, and a ridiculously long list of names that you will recognize all of. Charnette Moffett just passed away at 54. It's the Cleanup Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Gilbert Gottfried, the American comedian and actor. In addition to his stand-up career, he had numerous roles in film and television, including in the Aladdin animated films and series. He was in Cyber Chase, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and he was also the Aflac Duck. In more recent years, Gilbert also hosted his own podcast, Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast, which lasted from 2014 through this year. Gilbert started his stand-up career at the age of 15 in New York City and eventually became known in the area as a comedian's comedian. In 1980, Saturday Night Live was being retooled with a new staff and new comedians, and producers noticed him, hired him as a cast member for season 6, and he had a 12-episode stint, although he was seldom used in sketches. Gilbert Gottfried just passed away at 67. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary just for him, right here. And let me just point out for a second, doing a radio obituary for Gilbert Gottfried is not the easiest thing in the world on radio. And that's me talking. You know, me, Belinda, I'll play stuff. But really, it's tough. So, not the longest radio obituary you would ever hope for Gilbert Gottfried, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Oh, hi. I'm in the meat district. Wasn't always like this, though. One time I was Gilbert Gottfried, the fifth Ramon. 100 bottles of beer on the wall, 100 bottles of beer. A punk rocker. I need something that rhymes with an old fourth. Something that rhymes with spanking, a hanky, a legend.
I got something over here to show you.
$5 for a used dog.
But now I'm a bum, and I'm splitting it two ways. Who was it that got the band gigs during the lean years? Who was it that carried the equipment when the roadie threw a hissy fit at every show? This punk thing is out. Who helped get the band image to where it is today? You're just messing things up. Here, who got the records on the radio and no one else would touch them?
This ain't God-fearing music, brothers and sisters. It's devil music.
Who calmed down Marky when he needed a shoulder to cry on?
Get out of here, you bum.
No matter what I did, they were never happy. They didn't hesitate to let me know. And don't think I didn't take notice. And who held them and comforted them as they cried during the end of Dumbo? Hey, do you mind? I'm having a private moment. When I also came with some brilliant ideas, like Golf Day, and the boys took to it right away, especially that Marky and the rascally CJ. They had a ball, and I finally hit on something. It was then that I knew I was one of them, and we'd be together forever as the Ramones. If only I had learned to keep my mouth shut. You know what you need to do? Cover songs. You need a drum machine. Your own songs are cute. Don't get me wrong. I think they're cute. I think they're charming.
We've got too many people in the band now. What we need is to just get rid of one.
How about something that Mariah Carey did?
You don't have to feed a drum machine.
A good Neil Sedaka hit.
Donna Summers had a drum machine.
Calendar Girl.
Look how far it got her. A drum machine stays quiet.
I write the song. No one's listening to me. Somehow it seemed so right at the time. Even when I was getting the axe, I still loved that band.
Hey! Let me out of here!
Especially the live shows.
Let me out of this bedroom!
We rocked.
Joey!
We rolled.
Johnny!
We made the walls sweat.
Marky!
Some of us even got told which was the right club to go to.
Hey, guys!
To be a Ramon.
Hi, I'm Gilbert Ramon of the Ramones. If you have a thinking problem, get help. If you don't think, don't start.
Yesterday I was having dinner with Charles Manson. And in the middle of dinner, he turned to me and said, "Is it hot in here or am I crazy?" Manson killed a house full of people because of a Beatles song that no one knows the words to. You figure if you're gonna go through the trouble of killing that many people, pick a hit song. He picks the one bomb that the Beatles had. He picks Helter Skelter. You figure you're gonna kill that many people, you could pick Yellow Submarine, I Wanna Hold Your Hand, something that people immediately know. That way you say, I killed them because of this, and they say, oh, that was a good song. Instead, he picks Helter Skelter. So he breaks into the house, kills all those people, he gets arrested. The judge goes, why did you kill all those people? He goes, because of the lyrics to Helter Skelter. And the entire courtroom looks at him and goes, what album is that on? And he's starting to sweat. He's going, I don't know, Abbey Road. He goes, no, I have that at home. It's not on there. And the judge is like, why couldn't you pick a hit song? You might as well pick something by Gary Puckett, the Union Gap. What's the matter with you, Helter Skelter? Pick something by Barry Manilow. Then you'll have a reason to kill someone.
The penultimate radio obituary is for Francisco Gonzalez, one of the founding members of Los Lobos. The group started in 1973 for the purpose of playing Mexican music for our mothers, as he always put it, but he left the group in 1976 to follow a different musical path just before they recorded their initial album. After he left the group, he mastered the Mexican harp, an instrument he'd loved listening to when he was a little boy. Francisco Gonzalez just passed away at 68. It's the penultimate radio obituary, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Pena, no dejaré de quererte, que mi amor. en tu alma encerrado ahí lo vas a encontrar.
Gracias.
The antepenultimate radio obituary is for Orlando Julius, the Nigerian saxophonist, singer, bandleader, and songwriter. He got his start playing drums and flute with Juju and Kankoma bands and learned sax to play highlife music, eventually playing with musicians Jazz Romero, Rex Williams, and Eddie Okanta. He had his first hits in 1965 and then moved to the U.S. in the 1970s, forming a band with Hugh Masekela and later working as a session musician before returning to Nigeria in 1984. Orlando Julius just passed away at either 78 or 79, but it is the antepenultimate radio obituary just for him, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
The boy is doing it. 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 The boy is doing it.
Doing it in the jungle, doing it in Harlem.
Still in tune with your freeform radio station that is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the penultimate radio obituary is for Calvin Simon, an American singer who was a member of the bands Parliament and Funkadelic. He started out, though, in the late 1950s as one of the Parliaments, which was a doo-wop barbershop quintet led by George Clinton. He stayed with Parliament Funkadelic until 1978 when he left the band after a financial and management dispute. He just passed away at 79. It's the penultimate radio obituary for Calvin Simon right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
The Funkadelic have a new album on Westbound Records. It's something else. It's called...
Free your mind, free your mind.
Free your mind!
The kingdom of heaven is within.
Unusual, camp, today, and now... Funkadelic Soul. It's a new concept by the Funkadelic on Westbound Records in stereo. You gotta dig it. Discover a new kind of soul. Free your mind. By Funkadelic. It's waiting for you now on Westbound Records, and it's available wherever records are sold.
Love and live your life, but think about it twice. The pusher push, the fixer fix, the judge of quiz, the junkie lose his life. For the dollar bill,
for the dollar bill,
U.S. dollar bill,
for the dollar bill,
U.S. dollar bill.
You don't buy a life, you live a life.
A father learns much too late.
He was never home.
He worked two jobs and went at home. He had to call.
Life is gone.
For the dollar bill.
true life, the kind of life where the soul is lost. I'm in the counterfeit for the dollar bill.
You have to stop it.
I'm in the counterfeit
for the dollar bill.
The dollar bill.
You have to stop it.
I'm in the counterfeit
for the dollar bill.
The dollar bill.
You have to stop it.
The Ultimate Radio Obituary is for Art Roop, the American music executive and record producer. He's best known for starting Specialty Records in 1946 in L.A., and they, of course, specialized in rhythm and blues, gospel, and early rock and roll music recordings. He first started Jukebox Records in 1944, and after a few hits, he broke away from his partners and started the new company, Specialty Records. They quickly found success with Roy Milton, Percy Mayfield, Jimmy Liggins, along with a very successful gospel catalog. Roop obtained his most successful artist when Little Richard followed Lloyd Price's suggestion and sent in a demo record. After that, Specialty went on to record what are considered some of the wildest R&B records, including Cherokee Dance by Froggy Landers, Every Time I Hear That Mellow Saxophone by Roy Montrell, Drunk by Jimmy Liggins, and Moose on the Loose by Roddy Jackson. Art Roop just passed away at 104. It's the ultimate radio obituary just for him, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Well, you can talk about the seven wonders of the world. You haven't seen nothing till you've seen my girl. She's held together with veil and wire. She's not good looking, but my heart desire. But she moves me when she rocks and rolls. I took her to a dance hall just the other night. When she started dancing, she really was a sight. Then she did something I hadn't seen before. She pulled the left leg off and started wobbling across the floor. But she moved me when she rocks and rolls. That you ever didn't meet, but she moves me when she rocks and rolls. In case you're wondering and you don't know the score, my girl is a dummy from a department store. My friends talk about me, say I must be insane. I know it sounds crazy, but I love her just the same, 'cause she moves me when she rocks and rolls.
Whatever.
Thank you. crazy. Don't you get started. This is what will happen to you. Shake it and you fake it and you.
Oh man.
You knock it and you rock it and you.
Oh man.
Swing it and you sing it and you.
Oh man.
Skip it and you dip it and you.
Oh man.
The world turns upside down when you holler, oh babe. You wiggle and you giggle and you.
Oh man.
Shuffle and scuffle and you.
Oh man.
You rock it and stop it and you.
Oh man.
You move it and you groove it and you.
Oh man.
The world turns upside down when you holler, oh. Dip it and you dip it and you go, oh babe. The world turns upside down when you holler, oh babe. You wiggle and you giggle and you, oh babe. Shuffle and stuffle and you, oh babe. You rock it and you stop it and you, oh babe. You move it and you groove it and you, oh babe. The world turns upside down when you holler, oh, 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 oh babe.
And that nearly wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for Art Roop, and nearly wraps up tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. We've got one final tune to go out on, and then we're going to hand you over to the B-Side Bistro, who's going to take very good care of you until the next DJ arrives after them. But you and me, we're going to hang out all week long over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. Then we're going to meet up right here next week at 11 p.m. Eastern with more silliness for your stick-shaking action. But I would strongly recommend that you stay tuned all week long. Let's get to that final tune for the Art Roop Radio Obituary and hand you on over to the B-Side Bistro right here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Thanks for keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.
Well, you know down.